This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is brought to you by Operation Christmas Child, whose gift-filled shoeboxes will result in evangelism and discipleship for more than 4 million children this year. Learn how to pack a shoebox and find your drop-off at samaritanspurse.org/OCC. National Collection Week is November 12 to 19. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a discussion with TGC Council members Danny Aiken, Kevin DeYoung, and Daryl Williamson on the question of whether churches should prioritize ethnic diversity in the makeup of their eldership or leadership teams.
This is such an easy topic. This is so simple. Should churches prioritize ethnic leadership in their pastoral team or on their sessions or whatever their group of leaders is called? Should that be something that you know, if you're the senior pastor, you say this is a priority to have diversity on our leadership team? Guys, what do you think? Do you make that a priority at your church?
We do make that a priority. I think it's essential. I guess the core question is why? Mm-hmm. And of course, that really connects to, I guess, would be a previous question, is that should we pursue ethnic diversity in our churches? Is that a goal or is it a nice outcome? And I'm of the conviction that it should be a goal, is that the Lord is especially glorified when the power of the gospel is displayed, that we can get beyond our obvious cultural and ethnic differences and find the real essential commonality that we have in Jesus Christ. And we've experienced his saving us, and we have this new glorious community that comes out of that. And we see that across those natural boundaries, the Lord is glorified.
Right.
If our leadership is not diverse, then it makes suspect this broader aim. It seems to indicate that, especially in a society where there's a history of ethnic hierarchy, if we find ourselves being monocultural in leadership, it's like, well, we don't really value it when it comes to power and authority. We don't want to express that ethnic diversity really matters at its core. And so we should certainly go after it within our leadership. It's not easy, but it definitely should be a goal.
So what would you say? I'm sure you've heard this question before, you know, folks that are out there saying, I love that. I see that would glorify God. Where I'm at, it's just monocultural. You know, the part of town I'm in is all white or all black or all Asian, or I'm in a rural county that doesn't have a lot of diversity. What's the aim then? Does our answer tweak if you're in a context that just doesn't have a lot of that diversity around your own church?
Well, I think what Daryl said, the goal remains the same. I don't care where you are. Our goal is to build churches on earth that look like the church in heaven, where every tribe, tongue, people, and nation come together. If you find yourself in a particular context where everyone is, for the most part, of the same ethnicity, then you need to start thinking about missions. You need to start thinking about church planning. Mm-hmm. You start thinking about how can we still live out this goal in a creative kind of a way. And I think there are all sorts of possibilities for that if you're willing to make the sacrifices, develop the strategies, and go after it. And I think in part, building your own leadership team can be a beginning place and a starting place, recognizing, again, it may not look exactly here like it does if you're in an urban area where there is such ethnic diversity by the very nature of a large city. Still, you can still pursue that goal and do so effectively. You just have to be more creative.
Yeah, and I like how you took that question with church is, yes, our local expression, but if you don't have those same kind of opportunities, that doesn't mean you can just be indifferent to this heavenly vision.
Exactly.
And I would guess that a lot of people, you know, watching these roundtables, you know, there's different, you know, ethnic makeup who watch this. But, you know, I would think if you're a white church leader watching this, you know, I would think one of the things that they may need to think of, and people like me, is that prioritizing some diversity isn't about, you know, it's not about the tokenism, it's not about affirmative action, but it is about realizing that, again, given our context and what you can do with where you are, that it's not enough to just say, hey, we're, you know, anybody can be an elder here. There's sometimes, in fact, probably more often than not, some invisible barriers mm-hmm. that majority folks may not see.
Exactly.
I remember sitting down talking to some of our people that just said, hey, every year you do a family camp. And, you know, my background, we don't do camping. And right there I said, you need to get on leadership. I hate camping. I am with you. I missed my people.
Sure.
But just a very small sort of thing that there's sort of things, ways that we do things and foods we eat and places we go to and think that while we may think anybody can come here, they all should be welcome. Anybody can come. It doesn't always work that way. In some cultures, more readily put themselves forward for leadership
where
others don't. Or if they're a minority, they may not feel like they have the place to do it. And so it's about having an intentional mindset.
I think that's the key word, intentionality. It is something you actually go after hard.
So leave us, either one of you, anything practical with a pastor, church leader watching this. What's step one or two he might be able to take to try to live into some of that?
I think one of the things we have to accept is that these changes can't happen overnight. They can't happen overnight without them at the same time being destructive. And so you can make radical policy shifts and impose a new way on the people, but you really want them to grow into this. Ideally, this should be a part of their growth and recognition that the Lord is going in this direction. Danny says something I think is very helpful. Wherever your churches are, is that one way to achieve this organically is through planting churches and establishing right up front multi-ethnic core teams. And as opposed to trying to break the cultural structure over existing churches, which still can adapt and change, certainly they should, but it's to get this vision out there and begin to establish new works. I'm not trying to put new wine in old wineskins. Let's get new works and let's fund and support those works. And it's really about where we're going. It's not really about where we've been or even where we are. Our culture is changing. There is an abundant ethnic and national diversity mm-hmm. in our society. Let's position a church to be a witness to that society by planting diverse churches. Okay. So I think that's a great way to start.
Yeah, and I love what you said. If we can start by giving our people that Revelation 7 and, you know, all the passages, give them that vision. That needs to be the groundwork. Yeah. And hopefully, if you have real gospel people in your church,
amen,
they're going to resonate and say, that's good. That glorifies God. Now, let's begin to think creatively, prayerfully, in relationship with one another. How can we help God to get glory in that way? Here, church planning around the world, how might God be glorified to see people who aren't normally together come together in the body of Christ?
Amen.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.